Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Saints, wanted to give an October update on some of the ministry things that are going on and transpiring, all as a result of God's good grace through Christ and also your prayers and support. Remember, Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 says that the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is released and increased when God's people pray. What a blessing. The quote or the phrase I love there is the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and that would be the Holy Ghost of God. And a greater supply, according to the scripture and many others, is released upon the prayers of the saints of Christ. We have some amazing ministry updates. I'm going to keep this message short, Lord willing. The scripture says that we are laborers together, we plural, and together plural, with God. You and I, we each do our part, and God is glorified. We pray, we supply, and we do the Great Commission. We should all be involved in at least one of those three aspects of fulfilling the Great Commission Jesus sent us to accomplish, which is summated. We can see it at the end of each of the four Gospels. It's summated in feeding and equipping His saints, number one, and also reaching the lost. We're running low, getting ready to need to buy some more Jesus tracts in Spanish down here in Mexico, which is very exciting. Every one of the tracks is being placed with care and with ministry, and that is transpiring every day down here, as well as across the United States, where all of the believers that we're blessed to pray for and supply are doing the Great Commission. California, Pennsylvania, Florida, New Jersey, Colorado, Texas, etc., etc., etc. And that is a blessing. More and more people are reporting, of the ones we know of, that they're downloading the Jesus Tract, the print-ready PDF of the Jesus Tract, which was created in 1994 and has been distributed all over the world. But most of the world has never seen it. And so this is a huge opportunity for you and I to get busy and be a missionary in our own hometown by distributing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some have said it's one of the better or even best tracks I've ever seen. You can read it on safeguardyoursoul.com. Just put in the search box Jesus Track. So there are 9,000 to 10,000 visitors every day, unique visitors that are frequenting, that are coming on and listening to the podcast and reading the scriptures and the messages on safeguardyoursoul.com. That's 9,000 to 10,000 per day. The podcast current downloads is nearing 449,000. That's 450,000. It's nearing downloads to date. That's 450,000 downloads of messages, podcasts, as you can all attest, that are preaching and teaching the Word of God. What a blessing. We are scheduled to be at the 500,000 mark. That's 500,000 in the next month. I will keep you updated. What a blessing. And by the way, that only includes the podcast platforms that we're on now for the last 2 years, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and many, many others. That does not count the people that come on SafeguardYourSoul.com every day and around the clock from around the world that listen to the podcast and read the corresponding scriptures. What a blessing. And by the way, let me say this. The only reason that any of this in this update matters is that God's word is going forth, that Jesus is being preached and his gospel and magnified. That's all that matters, saints. We're Team Jesus, every born-again believer and disciple participating in the Great Commission. The world over is Team Jesus. We don't promote any name, any person, or anything except Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, and again, this 450,000 nearly, it'll be there by tomorrow, by the way, at the rate that we're going, that we have that many downloads on the podcast platform in the last 2 years does not include those that are coming onto the site, safeguardyoursoul.com. That's only on the podcast platforms that they're listening. That's the number for them listening off-site, if you will. So the podcast on the worldwide platforms, as I said, is scheduled to reach 500,000 downloads in the next month. And as I said, I will keep you updated. More and more people are getting the Word of God. And the Scripture says, Isaiah 55:11, which should be one of the most encouraging Scriptures, as it has been for 2,000 years, at least for believers in ministering, is that the Word of God never returns back to him void, but it always accomplishes that for which he sends it. We are seed sowers, and we are to sow the seed of the Word of God. Jesus said the seed is the Word of God, and we're sowing that seed. People have to decide what they're going to do, whether it's going to be yay or nay. That's up to them, not us. But we are to, in love and wisdom and in obedience to God, because we worship Jesus Christ, we are to plant that seed of his word in the hearts of men. And that's the only thing that matters in this update. Jesus Christ is King. God is good. He is allowing us to get his word out to the people in this late hour as we look expectantly for his soon return. And by the way, saints, you, my friend, are a big part of that. Your prayers and your support are huge. It's the fuel in the tank. We can't do it without you. We're all one big team. And if we all do our part, magnificent things happen. And that's what we're seeing. What a blessing. Updates are going to be forthcoming on much more gospel action that is transpiring. I can't even keep up. Across the United States and in Mexico. I mean, I can't even keep up with what's going on with Brother Glenn in California and his beautiful wife and child and family, and also Brother Tom and Karen in Pennsylvania and Sister Teresita Guadalupe in Florida. I can't even keep up with that. But it's happening, and it's out of control in a blessed way. So there will be more updates coming. And the weekly ministry to the group in Florida with Sister Terry Guadalupe has been amazing each week. In fact, today we ministered a message that was absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I want you to look for it on safeguardyoursoul.com. It's out of Matthew 7, and the title is Knowing Who to Minister to and Who Not to Minister to. This was a dynamic, because the Bible is dynamic, absolutely divinely dynamic, blessed message this morning. Amen. It will be coming out soon. I want you to look for the podcast. It'll have scripture as usual with it. And again, the title is Knowing Who to Minister to. And did you realize that God told us who not to minister to? Wow, every believer needs to hear this message. I want you to listen to it. It's not a long one. And also, I want to encourage you to share it with others. Let me slip this one in on you, too. I just recorded a new message. It's going to be quite exciting. I don't know what else word to use, but the persecution that comes against us, as so many of you email me about and we talk about, and which is consistent with what what Jesus promised would come to those who truly follow him is further proof that God is using this outreach, and that's you and I and the other believers involved, to get his word out, and the fruit has been fantastic. I've got a new message coming out called "Of Whom a Man is Overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." That's taken right out of 2 Peter chapter 2, which is all about false prophets. And the Bible says, "Of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." This is an extremely important verse and biblical concept to understand so that we're not brought into bondage. So look for that when it's going to be titled, "Of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." It talks about the seduction of deceivers and how they entice believers to take their bait. You'll hear it in this message. If you'll just put in the words "of whom a man" in the search box, it will come up and that will bless you. And again, I want to encourage you to share that message soon. So today, the ministry to the Florida group, as usual, was absolutely amazing. And we're getting feedback that the new believers, because that whole group is a bunch of precious new believers. As you know, Sister Terry is constantly leading people to Jesus, and now they're growing and they're ministering, etc. And what a gifted sister to be able to bring together the body of Christ to hear the preaching of the Word of God so that they can be fed, they can be nourished, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry. We record that message and we've been siphoning out the English portion of it, which is where the podcast come from, but it's done in English and in Spanish as Sister Terry Guadalupe translates what I say in English into Spanish for the people. So, and that one will be coming out. And again, it's called "Knowing Who to Minister to and Who Not to Minister to." According to Scripture, it's a command of God not to minister to certain people. Now, who are those people? Stay tuned for the message. It's going to drop here in the next couple of days. Also, before we close, in Zambia, Africa, the country of Zambia, the beautiful people of Zambia, Pastor Chabby, who we've been supporting and helping for the last numerous years with Bibles, etc. I believe we've sent Jesus tracts there too. In fact, we're going to have to see about getting him some Jesus tracts printed there now that we have the PDF that's print ready to go to people. But anyway, we have pricing underway. I'm in contact with his Bible supplier, the Bible guy there that supplies and sells the Bibles to them, and we're figuring out how much money it's going to take to get 100 or more or whatever, however many we can afford, Bibles, King James Bibles. And also we're going to be working on getting English is becoming more and more, and it already is, a universal language, so they do understand that, and we don't want to give them the devil's trash, so we give them, as usual, King James Bibles. In fact, I would never support any ministry that's not using the real English Bible personally. I'm just throwing that in there. So that's all we're ever going to do, is give them the King James Bible. So we are working on, and if you want to give to this, the more money we receive, the more we can give toward getting Bibles to the people of Zambia, Africa. And this is a proven source here. Pastor Chabby is literally on fire for Jesus. He is full of zeal and he's constantly in touch, and I can no longer put him off. And so I'm going to throw this out to you guys. Guys, listen, we need the money to be able to buy these Bibles for Pastor Chabby and the ministry elders and the people. The need is absolutely great, according to Pastor Chabby. In fact, the email Pastor Chabby sent me earlier includes the following, where he is asking, he's given a plea for us to help them. He says, "Please let him," that's the missionary man who supplies the Bibles, "let him know and he will give you the idea of how you can order English King James Bibles." You know, my beloved friend in Christ, Pastor Chabby writes, "the postage you can use to send Bibles there, here to Bible Society in Zambia, you can order hundreds of King James Bibles for these poor people who are hungering and thirsting for God's Word, but they cannot afford to purchase Bibles on their own." You can see on the ministry site, on some of the updates, the several several pictures we have from over the years of the Zambian people rejoicing to receive their own Bible. If you want to contribute, friends, I ask you to please do so. Just give into the general fund of safeguardyoursoul.com on the support page. There are numerous ways to give. If you have any questions, I'm always at info@safeguardyoursoul.com. And then he finishes his letter with lots of love, with lots of Christian love. Chabi Alfred Chabala is this pastor's name. What a blessed opportunity, saints. Thank the Lord for you and for your prayers. Again, we are laborers together, us, you and I, and all the other saints that are involved with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.